This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to take some time with God together with you today. We're talking this week about the topic, when God gets our attention. I wonder if you've ever had that experience in your life where you're just kind of cruising along and life is good and you're kind of forgetting your need for God. Prayer is receding. It's not as much a part of your life as it once was. And your relationship with the Lord is becoming a bit more distant. And God needs to get your attention. And many times when God needs to get your attention, he begins to upset the smooth surface of your life to remind you that he is necessary to you and your life. In the book of Esther, we find this beautiful story of Esther and her uncle Mordecai, who guides her and helps her grow strong in her relationship with the Lord. And her uncle Mordecai is trying to help Esther have the mindset that recognizes that God is in control of the circumstances of her life, and that she needs to constantly be thinking of how God wants to use her. And the king, Ahasuerus, has an advisor, one of his top men in the government, named Haman, who hates Mordecai, Esther's uncle, and is trying to do away with him. And the king Ahasuerus, in the middle of being manipulated by his prime minister, it says in Esther chapter 6, verse 1, "During that night, the king could not sleep. So he gave an order to bring the book of records, the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written what Mordecai had reported." And it goes on from there. You know, if God wakes you up at night, you should use that time to say, "Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to do?" If God gives you an uneasiness, a sense that things are not right in your life, well, go to God. Don't first go to other people or first go somewhere else. The place you need to go first of all, the first stop in your life, should be on your knees, talking to the Lord with your Bible open in front of you and saying, "Lord, what is it? What are you trying to say to me? What needs to be realigned in my life? What values have gone askew in my life?" And as you search for what God might be trying to say to you, then talk to other people as well and say, "Do you have any sense of something the Lord wants you to say to me?" Go to the Bible, read your Bible, search, pursue what God is trying to say into your life. You know, some people can't bear to get quiet with God, to just have an extended time of silence with the Lord. They've got to be doing something or reading something or thinking about something actively. But you need to learn to get your Bible out when you have a sense that God is trying to get your attention, and then just get quiet and say, "Lord, speak to me," and let the Lord direct your thoughts. If you need to, start with one passage of scripture and just say, "Lord, do you have something to say to me here?" Learn to listen when God gets your attention. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.